Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Family Life Podcast. My son, Parker, is taking a parkour class right now, and I'm outside, and I thought, oh yes, now's the chance to make another episode recording on something that's been on my mind for a while. This stuff is powerhouse awesome. Love you guys. Keep plugging on. You're awesome. The fact that you're even listening to this, like, just tells me and you that you're intentional and you're trying to do life deliberately and trying to make the most of yourself. Keep your head up, man. I know it gets, the grind can be hard. If you're a parent, man, I was up 4 times last night with a cute little girl that would just sit in bed and scream, "Dad, Mom!" And I had to go in there and just be like, "I need a tissue." I'm like, "Oh!" And so, you know, it can be a grind. You're working through your businesses. You're working, you know, on your health, and you have these massive to-do lists, and sometimes it feels super stressful and overwhelming, and life can throw these curveballs at you, and you're facing some heavy stuff. So I just want to, like, I'm here to cheer you on and encourage you and give you some inspiration and some insight and some motivation and some instruction and training. Like, get this stuff done and do it well, so you literally can design, create, and live the life that you just love to wake up to. It's totally possible, my friends. Please don't ever give up hope on that. Believe in yourself. Believe in that possibility. And dig deep. I'm going to do another episode about this. But just, you got to have that discipline and determination. Just bullheaded. The pit bull determination. I don't even know what to call it. Years ago, we had a pit bull, and it was so funny. He just is such a great dog, and they're great family dogs. And my kids would just hang on them, and they were really great family dogs. And I know they have a bad rap, but that's usually because of poor training. But we had one, and it was so fun. I had this stick and this rope, and he would bite on that thing, and I'd lift him off the ground and swing him around, and he'd just hold on, and just that kind of. That kind of discipline and determination to keep pushing forward and make it happen. Love this stuff. Anyways, just wanted to give you a little virtual hug there and say you got this, little fist bump. Okay, ready? Boom! We're going to talk about the 7 people that you need in your life. There are 7 people you got to have in your life. And when you do, oh baby, life is good. Life is so good. Now, if you don't have all these right now, it's all right. Don't sweat it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't think that your life is lost and all is lost and you're going to be miserable. Don't think that. Just work on it. This is something to work towards, right? And I know every one of us and all of you listening, you're living different lives, right? We all have different experiences in life, and we all go through different challenges, and we're all in different journeys and different parts of the path. And I get all that. I understand all of that. But this is just kind of as a general rule for most of us, we should seek to have these 7 people in our life. Are you ready? Okay. I'm going to start with, I don't even know what order to put these in. So they're not in any particular order. I'm going to start with friends. Everybody needs a good friend, right? And sometimes we get confused, especially a lot of youth will get confused. And adults too, they get confused. Like, they think we need lots of friends. Like, man, if I don't have 500 friends, then I'm not, you know, I'm kind of a loser. And I don't think that's true. We just need a couple of really good friends that they're there for us. Now, I have to make this really clear distinction right here. A lot of you have frenemies, right? They're frenemies. You think they're friends, but they're enemies. They're not helping you. Anyone who is tearing you down, who makes you feel like crap, who is like just pooing on your parade all the time, like, and just is negative, toxic, or leads you in any way, shape, or form away from your goals and dreams and becoming your best self, that's not a friend.
That's a frenemy. And I see that all the time. People are like, oh, I was with my friends, I'm with friends. And they do stupid stuff. A friend, my friends, is somebody who, when you're with them, you want to be better. And they inspire you to be better. And you do things that make you better. That's a friend. Okay, a frenemy kind of looks like a friend, but they're kind of toxic and they complain and they gossip and there's just these negative vibes and they do dumb things and try to persuade you to do dumb things and they kind of pull you away from your goals. That's not a friend. If you're on it, like you're trying to get in great shape, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to go after a goal, and your supposed friends are like, nah, man, don't worry about it. Just here, have another drink, or no, just eat it, or let's go do this. You don't have to work so hard. That's not a friend. That's a frenemy. So make sure you're surrounded with people that are, these are friends, and they're going to be with you through the ups and downs. And as you do dumb things and make mistakes, they're going to get mad at you. They're going to call you out, but they're still going to love you, right? Because you're going to apologize and make it right. Everyone needs a good friend. Someone you can turn to. Someone you just love to do things with. Someone you just can connect with. You just, you know, your... what did Anne of Green Gables call them? Your bosom buddies or something? Like you got to have somebody you just connect with. Just like a... like, yeah, it's awesome. You got to have a friend. So that's number one. Got to have a friend. Number two. And it's not a frenemy. If you got some frenemies in your life... I want to invite you to kindly but firmly remove them from your life. I know that's bold, but we need to surround ourselves with these seven people. And I know some of you right now are like, that's cruel. That's not right. It's not the nice thing to do. But I got to say this, you become like the people you surround yourself with. And the hard truth is, like, as you're growing and progressing, if your friends aren't going to grow and progress with you, you're going to outgrow them. That's just the truth. You're going to outgrow them. And I hope you keep making new friends. And I hope you encourage your friends to grow with you. But if you're on a path of growth and improvement and progress, you're going to outgrow them. Maybe that's a topic for another time, but make sure you have friends. Okay, ready. Next. I'm going to go with partner. We all need a partner. Now, ideally, that's a spouse, right? And some of you are single. Some of you might be divorced. Some of you might be widowed. And I get there's different circumstances, and I understand and respect that. But ideally, we've got a partner. And this is a partner that we're, again, ideally, I know I'm talking ideal here, right? Work with me here. Don't misunderstand me. This is an ideal situation that we work towards. You have a partner that you're equally yoked with, right? Somebody that's there for you to love. And somebody from whom you receive love, where you, and again, I say partner here, like the spouse is, and ideally this is a marriage situation where this is intimacy on a level you don't have with anybody else. This is a closeness and a vulnerability. Like they should know you better than anyone else on earth knows you. This should be this bond that is so beautiful that they depend, he or she depends on you, and you depend on him or her, right? And so it's this gorgeous interdependence. So I depend on Rachel. I do. And she depends on me. So it's not because we're needy or dependent people. We're not dependent, but we're also not independent. There's this beautiful alignment of interdependence. Like I need her and she needs me. We're not needy, but we need each other. And then we it's beautiful. And in an ideal situation, I understand they're not all ideal, but please don't underestimate the influence you have to move that and raise it. As you grow and lift, it automatically lifts the marriage.
and your partnership, because it's you two people, and if you rise, it raises the partnership. So don't ever underestimate your influence. You can bring the tide, my friends, like I love to say. You can bring the tide and lift that up. But in an ideal situation, you're supporting each other, you're cheering each other on, you're correcting each other, you're calling each other out. And you're just, it's this partnership for improvement and growth and just doing life together. It's fun and exciting and passionate and romantic and just great, right? Everyone needs a partner. Now, again, I understand if you're single or divorced or widowed, live for it, hope for it, prepare for it. Like, do everything you can in your power, right? It's not a deal breaker. It's not going to stop you from progressing or living a great life, but live for it, work for it. Like, we are designed and created to be in partnerships, and we become our best selves when we're in a partnership. So live for that. Oh man, get that and work on it. We'll make it awesome. Make that partnership like it's a team. That's amazing. Here's the next thing. And you're going to find this one interesting. The next one is, The next person you need in your life is a dependent. You need someone who is dependent on you. And why would I say that? This one's fascinating. Like, there's something incredible that happens when you are providing for, taking care of, like, leading, mentoring, helping, serving somebody who's dependent on you. That's an experience that is unique and special and powerful when you have this responsibility and, well, the opportunity, privilege, and responsibility to offer something to someone who depends on you. Now, for some, it'll be children. For most of us, it'll be children. For some, it may not be children. Maybe you won't have children, but it can be somebody that you like. It literally could be somebody at the Boys and Girls Club or at an orphanage or at a protective shelter, a homeless shelter. Or, you know, I was doing that when I was in the university. We'd go down and this is awesome. The memory just came back. My little guy that I went to kind of mentor, his name was Mamadou. And they were refugees from Africa. And when I was in the university, we'd go down there and take them to the park, take them to sports events, the circus, the games, just get them out of the shelter and try to mentor them and serve them, help them, be a good example for them. You could find someone to tutor. Basically, you want to serve someone. And here's the cool thing. You want to serve them and serve someone that has, like, really has no way to give back, right? You're doing it no strings attached. Like, you're giving something that they can't give back. They're not in a position to give back. And so you're not doing it like hoping for reciprocation. Now, obviously the rewards often are just a thanks or love or appreciation or just the giving in and of itself. But there's something amazing about having someone in your life that is dependent on you. And we're missing that if we're just living for ourselves. If we're just doing our own thing, whatever, and nobody depends on us, we're missing out. There's another level of life that you're missing out on if you don't have people that depend on you, that are counting on you. And you got to show up. There is power there. There's motivation there. There's drive there that'll get you to another level of life that maybe you haven't experienced yet because you don't have somebody who's really, truly, deeply counting on you. And when you have that, and when you need to show up, and you ask yourself, who's counting on me? Who do I have to show up in my A game for these people? Who is counting on me? Who's depending on me? That is special and powerful, and it helps us grow and have experiences that we can't have in any other way. Isn't that cool? Isn't that a cool idea there? It's really great to have somebody that depends on you. Now, sometimes we kind of we complain about it, like, oh, come on, do you have to be so dependent? Like, seriously, right? But think about it.
it gets you to do things you wouldn't do otherwise. Like me waking up 4 times during the night last night. I would never do that by myself on a normal night, right? But dependence, because we love them, because we care for them, we go the extra mile. Like, we do these things. It propels us to do these things we wouldn't normally do. And it challenges us and drives us. It tests our patience and our grit and our determination and our fatigue. And we go farther than we ever would otherwise. That's why we need somebody in our lives that is dependent on us. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Okay, the next line is similar to that. We need somebody to serve. And there's so many ways to do that. So you might be doing that in an organization you're part of, in philanthropy. We've been donating for years and years, and participating in, you know, a humanitarian organization. We've done humanitarian work in on multiple continents and many countries, from with big organizations to just finding little micro projects with an individual or family that we can help. And we've been supporting Cultiva International in Guatemala for years and years, and still support them and just love what they do, that they're helping people be self-reliant. It's awesome. We serve that way. But then there's another side of, like, serving the people you work for or work with, right? Or clients or customers, and you serve them. So, and in a way, I'm serving you. You may not think, oh, this is a servant thing, but like, I view it that way. I'm like, how can I serve you? So I think about you all the time. And I think about what to say and how I can help. And and the people who are watching my videos and my coaching clients, whom I just love. Oh man, love working with them. Like, it's people to serve, right? Serve my audience, serve my students. Anyone who's taking my courses or my students, right? And I love that idea of like, okay, how can I serve? How can I serve more? And I'd love to serve you. I genuinely love it. It just lights me up. But when we have someone to serve, or a lot of someone's to serve, as may be the case, again, there's this other level of leadership, another level of development, another level of devotion, another level of love, another level of perspective and engagement with life. And so I hope you have someone to serve. And again, this can be in a church group or a nonprofit, but it can be your neighbors. It can be who you work for, work with, or your life's work. It could be you might be in a hobby. You might coach a team or something, or create art. If you create art or music, you're serving those who will see it or listen to it. Isn't that beautiful? If you design some kind of software or engineering, like whatever it is, you're serving. And I love that idea. And if we can have that in our minds, and we literally wake up in our days like, how can I serve here? How can I serve? How can I love? How can I make a difference? And how can I serve better? And when we focus in on like making our work serviceable to others and our occupation, or just at least dedicating some of our time and our life, our energy, our effort, our resources into serving, it softens our hearts. It expands our minds. It builds beautiful connections and friendships. Like, life is so much richer when we have somebody serve. In fact, they do brain scanning, and they found 4 circuits in our brain, 4 little circuits for happiness. And the 4th one was generosity. Like, when we're generous, when we're giving, when we're serving, giving of our time, our talents, our energy, our love, our resources, when we're giving, it literally creates a happiness circuit in our heads. It makes us feel happy. So we need someone in our lives to serve. All right, you with me so far? So we got the friends, partners, dependents, someone to serve. All right, we're getting in it now. You ready? We need somebody to cheer us on. We need somebody in our lives that's just going to cheer and say, we love you. You got this. Go. For a lot of us, it's your mom or your mother-in-law, right? When you start your little videos or
you do a podcast or you sing your little song or, you know, you do whatever it is you do. Your mom's like, it's amazing. I love it. She's like your number one fan or maybe your only fan. Or it's, you know, your aunt or something. It's just somebody that's like, you're the best. I love you. It doesn't matter what you put out. You could just put out some just total crap. And they're like, it was beautiful. You're awesome. And your first song that you wrote was so amazing. And everyone else is like, you got to have someone to cheer you on. And not blindly, not silly, but just somebody believes in you. And somebody that just cheers. That is my son's alarm going off. Hold on, let me find this thing. Oh, so he's got alarms going too. That, oh, you guys get to hear the alarm now. I gotta find it now. Boom. Where is it? Oh, I hit it in the glove box. Cool, that, so there you have it. You guys have heard me talk about setting up your alarms for reminders about things to do. You got it right there, live, real. You got it. With my son's alarm going off to remind him. Isn't that awesome? That I got a 15-year-old son who set all these reminders to remind him of how he wants to do life and the kind of person he wants to become. That is awesome. That is awesome. Get your kids to do that. Okay, so the cheerleader. Have people in your life that are willing to cheer, that are going to cheer you on and like encourage you. And even when you just feel like your stuff is not very good, you don't have it together and you feel discouraged, you want to give up, man, having somebody to cheer you is so powerful and so important. So have a cheerleader. Have somebody that in your life that just believes in what you're doing. And that's hard sometimes. Sometimes you're going down a path and you feel so alone. And you feel like there's nobody to cheer you on because nobody believes in your stuff. Man, that's hard. Now, what's interesting, okay, let me back up here. Sometimes your partner will be your cheerleader. Sometimes your dependents will be your cheerleaders. Sometimes your friends will be cheerleaders. The people you serve will cheer you on, right? And so it might be those elements. They might kind of cross over here a little bit. But we need somebody to cheer us on and keep us going. Now, we can't just stop with a cheerleader, because a cheerleader sometimes will, like I was saying earlier, will cheer you on even when your stuff isn't very good. And that's when we need the next thing, is a mentor. We need a mentor that is going to lead us on a path of mastery, a path of greatness. See, a mentor is someone who has mastered or is mastering an area where you want to grow. And so, like, for example, say you just like, you know what, you want to be just become phenomenal at the piano. Like, I'm not your man. I can't even play Twinkle Twinkle on the piano. I can't play anything, right? So I'm not your guy. But you find somebody who, that's their gift, that's their thing. They have paid a price at the piano or at martial arts or at marketing or at, you name it, whatever it is, art, you know, horseback riding, parenting, you know, whatever it is. You find somebody who's just nailed it, has gone down that path of mastery, gone up the path of mastery rather, has climbed that mountain, and they're really, number one, they're really, really good at their thing. Number two, they're really good at teaching their thing. I know a lot of masters who just cannot teach their craft. They can do their craft, man, they cannot teach it. and then somebody else who is a role model. Like, so the mentor, there's three, like there's gotta be somebody that is a role model. Like somebody you want to model them in that thing. They're exceptional at it. And it's somebody you look up to, like in that thing. So we need mentors, and you can have lots of different mentors. Some of your mentors will be books. I have mentors that have been dead for hundreds of years. I love reading their books and getting in their heads and learning, you know, studying their lives to seeing how they did life. They're my mentors. I love that. I love devouring those books. Some will be on YouTube. I love to say there isn't anything that YouTube and I can't do together. I'll get on there and I'll have a YouTube mentor. That's teaching me, like I'm learning to play the violin, you guys. I'm so stoked about this. I'm playing a Christmas song. First song I've ever been able to play besides Twinkle Twinkle, is Silent Night. I learned how to do it, and I'm gonna perform it for my family for Christmas. Yeah, right. And I hired a coach to teach me violin. He was living over in Paris, and he was a concert violinist, right? Violinist, and was just phenomenal, professional player. And so he and I would meet over Zoom, and he'd give me lessons. And so, I mean, again, it can be books, it can be videos, courses, it may be a formal mentorship where you're paying for it, or you're doing something in exchange for it, or it might just be somebody who puts their arm around you and said, hey, let me kind of show you the ropes here and guide us along. So that's got to have a mentor. So that's number six. And then number seven, are you ready for this? This is one I'm most stoked about. Boom, boom. Everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs a coach, right? We got to have a coach in our lives. Here's why. The coach, and the coach is different from the mentor. The coach has, is on the path of mastery, but the coach is there to coach you. And anyone who's listening, who's played sports or taken any kind of lessons or had, you know, a voice coach or piano coach or tutors, teachers, what, anyone had any kind of coaching, the coach is just standing there watching you do your thing, right? And the coach is there to observe and critique and instruct. And it's going to get personalized, right? They're watching you. It's not general, you know, it's just like, well, hey, everybody do this. It's like, hey, I got my eyes on you. Tell me what's going on. Let's look at it. It's customized. Okay, you need to tweak this, try this, do this. And like, hey, you did that wrong. And nope, try it again. You did it wrong again. Do it like this and figure that out, right? And we need them. We need coaches for life. And if you're pursuing business, coaches for business. And what's, you know, you look at this, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. You look at the greatest performers in the world, whether it's Olympians or musicians or artists or the greatest business leaders in the world, you look at them, they have coaches. And it's fascinating. You'd think, okay, you know, that's the greatest runner in the world, the greatest swimmer in the world, the greatest business leader in the world. They don't need coaches because they're the greatest. But guess what? They are the greatest because they have coaches. Isn't that awesome? It's such this profound idea that all the way to the very top, you know, the people we'd kind of think, oh, well, certainly they don't need it because they're the best. That's why they're the best. And we sometimes at the bottom are like, nah, I got this. I don't need a coach. And it's so ironic, right? You with me? It's so ironic. We're down here floundering, struggling. We're struggling with these things, and we think they're impossible. Like, oh, I've tried this. I've tried that. Oh, I can't figure it out. Maybe that's just the way things are going to be. Oh, that's just the way it is. It can't be solved. When in reality, we're just missing a coach. That's it. And the coach creates the transformation. And so if we want to do life really well, we need a life coach. And if you want to rock it in your business, you need a business coach. And my approach to coaching is unique in that it's very holistic. It's the whole life approach. It's physical, it's mental, emotional, it's spiritual, it's social, it's financial, right? And did I get social in there too? It's the whole you, it's the whole package, it's how to do life. And you look, you examine every area, you do an assessment, you do the evaluations, and then you get the strategies, the habits, the mindsets, the tweaking, you get it customized, personalized, so you can just seriously go after it. And you guys, you know, it's so exciting. You can get to levels that you've never been at before. You can experience these new breakthroughs and be operating at heights that maybe you only dreamt of Or maybe you didn't even know were possible. With high-performance coaching, that's where we can get. And like that idea just blows my mind. It just thrills me so much. Because when I'm working with my clients, like they're hitting, we get results, man. When I'm working with my clients get results. And they get changes and transformations. I mean, huge things. They transform their physical fitness and health. They'll totally eliminate the stressors that were just crushing them. They'll raise confidence and courage, dramatically improve the marriage, like bring back that friendship and spark and passion of the marriage. They'll, you know, fully engaged with parenting and life. Totally, I mean, they're rocking, a few of them are rocking their businesses, made huge, like record, they're hitting records in their business in just the last few months. And we just create these massive transformations holistically in each of the areas of their life. And they're constantly telling me like, dude, this is awesome. I haven't felt like this for years, if ever. I've never had this much clarity, this much energy, right? To be operating with a vision and know where I'm going. And it's so exciting. And so like, let this sink in, you guys. 2020 can be the year that you literally reach heights you've never reached before. That's exciting. That's invigorating. And some of that will only be reached with coaching. Yes, you can figure out a lot of it on your own, right? It usually takes a lot longer. And I've done that. Like, I've done the whole self-discovery thing. It took a long time. And literally, it's one of the reasons I do what I do is because it took me decades to figure this stuff out. And I'm like, man, I wish I had a coach. It would have cut the learning curve. It would have saved me time. It would have saved me money. And listen to this. It would have saved me life. There was lost life in this process. And coaching can keep you from losing life, so to speak. Do you get what I'm saying there? Does that make sense? Like, we lose time, money, resources, life. We miss out on a lot of stuff because we're floundering with things that are easily solved with coaching. Because we can't see it. Little blind spots or, you know, weaknesses. Just even having some accountability. Man, it makes a difference. So, get a coach. Got to have a coach. If you're ready to go after it, go to gregdenning.com, sign up for a coaching session. We do a full assessment and see, you get real clear on where you're at and where you want to go. And then I can share the whole complete high-performance coaching package that I do. And if the time's not right, great. And if I'm not your guy, great, you know. But like I changed lives, man. My coaching program is totally transformational. We get things done. It hits the road, and it's not. And I don't want to like intimidate people or scare you away. Like, sometimes coaching seems so overwhelming. Like, oh, I can't handle more. I'm already stressed out. I'm already so busy. But that's the power of coaching. Is it actually gives you more energy and more effectiveness and more efficiency, and you actually get to this place where you're doing more, handling more, you're more capable, and have more time and more freedom and more peace and calmness in your life. Like, you're back in control of your life and you actually start living again. Some of you who are listening to this are kind of like walking zombies, man. You've been in a walking coma for years where you just don't feel alive. You may not have any big dreams or goals that you're chasing down. You might be avoiding challenges or struggles, or you're just doing everything to shy away from them, and you're playing small, and it's just eating you up because you know you're living below your capabilities and below your potential. And coaching gets you up there. Oh man, this stuff is awesome. So you're coaching. So there it is. Quick recap, right? I hope you're taking notes. You got to have a friend, a partner, somebody depends on you, someone to serve. Got to have a cheerleader, a mentor, and a coach. And again, those are ideals. I want to reiterate this. These are ideals. These are things to work towards. You may not have them all in your life right now. If you do, take advantage of those relationships, nurture them, level up with them, like engage with them, like ask yourself constantly, how can I invest in this more? How can I contribute more? How can I get out more? Like, make these things count. Get these seven people in your life, and some of them, seven types of people, like, and invest in it and receive from it. So it's this constant giving and receiving where you do both. And my friends, if we are deliberate about each of these, having each of these people in our lives, and we are engaged and connected and intentional about it, like, it makes life so rich and so fulfilling and so rewarding that we're living, I don't know, because I keep saying potential, but we're living at our potential. We're soaring like we're supposed to soar. I mean, some of us are like eagles or falcons, just walking around with the hens, with our heads down, plucking the dirt, when we could be soaring. And instead of being lions that are just chasing things across the savannah, we're acting like moles, you know, closing our eyes and hiding underground and being timid and afraid and nowhere near our capacity and our capabilities and our potential. But when we can get these people in our lives, man, everything changes. Life is so exciting, is so fulfilling, is so rewarding. Can you sense that? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Like, you wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off. Maybe it doesn't even go off. You just pop out of bed because you're just so stoked to be alive. And you're happy. You got a spring in your step. You got energy. You feel the tightness of your muscles and your body just feels fantastic. And you feel good and you look good and you're doing the things you want to do. You're studying, you're learning, you're connecting, you're engaging, you're loving, you're being loved. Your days feel purposeful and meaningful, fulfilling. You get up excited to work on things. You go to bed at night fulfilled that you've done things that matter. And people are depending on you and you're delivering. And you depend on others and you're receiving from them. And you're making a contribution. You're living, you're loving, doing things that matter, right? Oh man. And then you just feel day in and day out, you just feel great. And you're chasing things down and facing challenges and obstacles and growing, learning, progressing. You're setting and achieving big goals. That, my friends, that's how life is meant to be lived. And if you're not there right now, I want to invite and challenge you to get there. Turn it on. Accept the challenge, invest in yourself, do whatever it takes, like pay any price to get this lined out to where you're living that way, to where you're living the life you were born to live, like you're called to do this. Because what's the cost? What's the cost if you don't? What will happen if you keep playing small? What regret and remorse and sorrow will you feel if you keep living and operating below what you know you're capable of? You will just slowly atrophy and die inside. And that's no way to live. That is no way to live. So turn it on, my friends. Get these people in your life. Make the investment in them. Make the investment in yourself. Be willing to do what it takes. Make the time, make the energy, make the space, make the sacrifices, spend the money. Like, do what you have to do to get living at that level, because that's where you deserve to be. And that's how life is meant to be lived, so you can genuinely be living an extraordinary family life. Because awesome is always an option. Make it happen, my friends. Reach upward. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.